Hello, thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. I'd like to bring you an interview one of my colleagues from the Hungarian programme, Marta Verce, did in English last week for us. It's with Hilarion, Bishop of Vienna and Austria, and the Russian Orthodox Church's representative to the European Union, a man also known for his musical skills. Having written and composed a two-hour work by the title of The Passion, according to Matthew, a musical performance written in the Orthodox tradition and performed in the city which represents the heart of Christianity. As Cardinal Paul Poupart, President of the Pontifical Council for Culture, put it at the time, this performance represented an eloquent instrument of ecumenical dialogue and striking cultural exchange, marking another step in the ongoing process of fostering greater awareness and understanding between the Russian Orthodox and the Catholic Churches. Already deeply involved in a path of reciprocal respect, dialogue and collaboration. Indeed, in an earlier interview with us here at Vatican Radio in March this year, Bishop Hilarion said he was thrilled his work was performed the very year Easter fell on the same day for both churches, specifying how this highlighted how the deep meaning of our faith is the same and our religious experience is really the resurrection of Christ. But let's listen to Bishop Hilarion speaking to Marta Verce about the uniting elements of a very special audience which took place at the Orthodox Patriarchate of Moscow on the 14th of June. With as key players the Patriarch of Moscow and all Russia, Alexei II, and his guest, the Primate of Hungary, and President of the Council of European Bishops' Conferences, Cardinal Peter Erdő.
Excellency, what were the main themes of their meeting?
There was a very friendly and long discussion about the ways of cooperation and collaboration between the Orthodox churches and the Council of Episcopal Conferences. As is known, Cardinal Erdő has recently proposed to have an annual forum in which the Orthodox churches present in Europe and also representatives of the bishops' conferences will be present to discuss various issues related to the social problem, to the family ethics, to bioethics, to all the problems which are now challenging traditional Christianity. And this proposal was discussed by His Holiness Patriarch Alexei and Cardinal Erdő. Also, there was a discussion about the bilateral relations between the Russian Orthodox Church and the CCEE. And His Holiness Patriarch Alexei, who was involved for many years in dialogues with this organization, remembered the predecessors of Cardinal Erdő, such as Cardinal Martini, and he expressed his wish that the ties between the Orthodox churches and this organization should be strengthened under the new presidency of Cardinal Erdő. At the end of the meeting, Cardinal Erdő presented His Holiness Patriarch Alexei with the particle of the relics of Saint Stephen of Hungary, and the patriarch venerated the holy relics. He accepted this gift with gratitude, and he said that it will be placed in Christ the Savior Cathedral, which is the main church of Moscow and the cathedral church of the Russian Orthodox Church, and where many relics of the saints are now venerated by thousands of people. Notably, today, the relics of the Holy Evangelist Luke are in Moscow, in this church, and there are thousands of people queuing for many hours to venerate these relics. And Cardinal Erde was also there, and he told His Holiness Patriarch Alexei how astonished he was by the piety of the Russian people and by the fact that so many people attend church services and venerate holy relics. Cardinal Erde also told His Holiness that he visited the place which is called Butovo near Moscow. It's actually now inside Moscow, one of the outskirts of Moscow, where in the times of Stalin in the 1930s, tens of thousands of people were shot dead. And he was very impressed by this place where now there is a church and where these new martyrs of Russia are venerated.
Excellency, what is the significance of the gesture of Cardinal Erde presenting the relics of Saint Stephen to the Russian Orthodox Church? What does it mean for the two churches and for the faithful in generally? Because we know that Saint Stephen of Hungary is a common saint to the two churches.
Yes, Saint Stephen of Hungary is a common saint. He lived before the division between East and West, and so he is venerated by both Catholics and Orthodox. In our Hungarian diocese, of which I am the head, we venerate Saint Stephen of Hungary, and every year on the 20th of August we have a solemn celebration. This year I have invited several bishops from Russia and from other countries to join me in this celebration in order to mark the day of memory of this most important Hungarian saint. And I think it is very significant that these holy relics have been brought to Russia and that they will be placed in Christ the Savior Cathedral, because it is sin which separates churches and people, and it is sanctity which unites churches and people. And so the presence of this most venerable Hungarian saint in Moscow will be a visible sign of our quest for unity and quest for holiness.
Where did the meeting take place?
It took place in the residence of His Holiness the Patriarch of Moscow, in the Moscow city center, not far from Christ the Savior Cathedral.
It was an official audience, we can say?
Yes, it was an official audience, definitely. And there was also quite a number of mass media present, so it was very well commented by various newspapers and the electronic and other mass media.
This meeting took place in the frame of the Orthodox Catholic consultation.
Well, actually, it was the official visit of Cardinal Erde to the Russian Orthodox Church. So he also attends now this consultation, but the main reason for his visit was the invitation of His Holiness the Patriarch of Moscow.
My thanks there go to Bishop Hilarion, the Russian Orthodox Church's representative to the European Union, for this exclusive interview with my colleague Marta Verce. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.